Apex was a company lumbering town located 52 miles north of Williams, Arizona. It was in operation between 1928 and 1936 and was home to laborers, management, and their families. There was a multitude of artifacts left behind the site when it was abandoned. Majority of these artifacts were food and beverage cans. While some brands found at Apex, such as Calmont baking powder, seemed to have a complete monopoly at the site, there were multiple brands of powdered cocoa drink found, including Walter Baker, Hershey's, and Ovaltine. Overall, there are 20 cocoa powder artifacts found at the site. 10 were Hershey's brand, 4 were Walter Baker, and the remaining 6 were Ovaltine. 75% of the artifacts were found near management housing. All of these brands were found at the site because of how the company marketed their product. There was a large shift in advertising strategies during the 1920s as brands began to shift away from advertising to the general public to advertising to specific demographics. This was a direct result of improved packaging and food distribution techniques, specifically by railroad. Companies were now able to sell their products to larger geographical areas, leading to multiple brands selling similar products to the same consumer base. Companies began shifting their advertisement techniques from informing customers about their products to convincing them that their products are superior to their competitors. Many companies did this by market segmentation, targeting specific demographics as opposed to mass marketing. An example of market segmentation can be found when comparing the advertisement strategies of Hershey's, Walter Baker, and Ovaltine cocoa powders at the time. Hershey's advertisements mainly consisted of young children, and they often promoted their cocoa powder alongside their bars of chocolate. Walter Baker's advertisements often targeted a wealthier population. This can be seen by the set of clothing shown in their advertisements, as well as the use of their mascot, La Belle Chocolatier, or the Chocolate Girl. She is often portrayed as a maid. Ovaltine had the most diverse advertisements out of the group, as their advertisement style shifted whether or not they're advertising their cocoa powder in a hot or a cold form. If the advertisement was promoting a hot beverage, it often focused on health and nutritional benefits. When advertising in a cold form, it was often portrayed as the perfect summertime drink. These marketing techniques proved to work as all three brands were found at Apex, Arizona.